Already another client story with a message that relates to individuals, family members, leaders, coaches, etc. You can take this message wherever you want. Now, I want to lay the landscape. Very simple. My client, amazing young individual, wants to get into scholarship in the U.S. At the same time, realizes it's not just about the physical and the athletics. It's also about the academics. Now, as you could imagine, they are more inclined or compelled to put in the extra time and effort on the physical side than they would the academic side. I think we can all relate to that, especially those that are watching this that may have an athletic background. Sometimes it's a little more exciting to put the time in physically than academically. Not for everyone, but I know I'm generalizing. Now, we start the session and the client wanted to talk about why halfway through the semester, their willingness to put in the extra time and the extra effort academically fizzles out. Now, here's where this becomes relevant to so many people. We see difficulty in sticking to a bunch of changes, diets, exercise, bad habits, et cetera, et cetera. We try to make change for the first little bit. Here's what's interesting. The first little bit appears to be an adventure. It appears to be exciting. It's novel. It's new. And we're able to stay consistent with those changes. And then there's this point where it starts to drop off. And I know there's a bunch of different viewpoints in psychology and philosophy about this, right? About this idea of that 30 days, after the 30 days, you can create a habit or it drops off and you go back to the cycle that you were always in. Now, here's just a different way to approach this. And this is through this conversation with my client. He says, yeah, but halfway through the semester, it always happens. I start off great. I start off hot. And then halfway through, it fizzles out. And I said, but wait a second, what happens to that part of you that wants to get the scholarship and knows that the academics are a requirement to do so? I said, what happens to that part of you halfway through the semester? Does it just disappear? Like, what's going on? And that's where things really started to open up. We started to talk about the internal narrative and the internal dialogue. And I said, like, what's motivating you in that moment? Halfway through, you start to lose that feeling of being compelled to want to prioritize academics. What happens to that narrative? He said, well, I used to reflect on the bigger goal, the greater goal, but he said, I could only do that so many times. He said, by the 200th time, it doesn't have the same effect. And I said, okay, so then what is that narrative? At that moment, you're halfway through the semester, how has the narrative changed? You know, you're not using the long-term mission or goal because that's lost its effect. So what is kind of pushing you through at that point? And he said the narrative becomes the same as other people telling me to do it. And I thought that is so important. So his internal narrative starts to match the narrative of the external world from coaches, parents, teachers maybe, that say, just do it and get it done. And then we adopt that. And now we're just trying to do it to get it done. And we've lost that connection to why we're even prioritizing this in the first place. We've lost that intrinsic drive to pursue this thing. There's a disconnect now between behaviors and who we want to be, right? I want to be clear on this one. A disconnect between our behaviors and who we want to be. So that external narrative is very much do this to do it. Now, this is key. Do it to do it versus do it because it's moving you in the direction that you want to go, right? So in this example, do your homework just to get it done. Okay. Versus how do you feel about your quality of your homework? How do you feel about that your homework isn't done? What do you think about showing up to class tomorrow without having your homework done? Like, not that it's right or wrong, but a neutral comment. Let the individual answer. Let them start to reorganize or decide how their behaviors are interacting with who they want to be. I decide to do my homework. That moves me in the direction of who I want to be. I decide not to do my homework or prioritize school. That moves me away from the person that I would like to be, my values, what's important. So That's where this external narrative, this external drive, that internal voice, when it changes to that of others just telling us to do things to get them done, loses the feeling associated with it, and feelings drive behavior. So we lose that. Sometimes it's a simple question. How do you feel about X? How do you feel about doing things this way? How do you feel about not doing things as it relates to who it is that you want to be? So I said, I don't have all the answers. I'm going to put it on you here. So let's lay let's put everything on the table. We still have this goal in us somewhere. Maybe we've lost our connection to it. We still want a certain academic output to go along with our physical output to get to this greater mission, greater goal of this scholarship. What are we going to do? Because it seems like we've lost the connection to that greater mission. It seems like we're trying to force ourselves to get there. It seems like we're using just the thinking, cognitive push of, come on, you said you wanted this, you said you wanted this. We've lost the feeling associated with that. We've lost that ability to feel compelled to prioritize our academics. So I said, what are we going to do? And this is where I feel so lucky to do what I do, because I learned so much from all of my clients. Now, my client said, you know what I've tried doing? I've tried writing out generally everything that I have agreed with myself that I'm going to do, a list of what I'm going to prioritize, why it's important. And I've written that out. And when I don't feel as compelled to prioritize my academics, I go back and I look at that sheet. And I said, what does that do for you? And why is that powerful? He said, because I wrote it. And he said, that's what brings back the feeling that not only do I want this, but two, that I signed up for this, that I can do this and I want to do this. But it's interesting because his language shifted into feeling, not thinking. Yes, he looks at the list, but it brings back the feeling that I can do this, that I signed up for this, I'm capable of doing this, and this is part of that bigger mission. And so instead of using this cognitive push, this obligation, do this because I said to, do this because you said you would, get it done, all the narratives we're getting around us from parents, coaches, teachers, etc., we now flip back into the intrinsic reason as to why we signed up for this in the first place. And then here's the best part of the story. He's now changed where he's sitting in class, so he's not as distracted. He's now enhanced his relationship with his teachers to make sure that, hey, we need the odd extra percent, maybe here or there. We need the extra help every once in a while. Now that's there. They've created a relationship conducive to receive that kind of support. And last but not least, able to make time to prioritize the academics. And this is from their idea. This wasn't me. This was my client's idea to create this list of things that they agreed that they would do. And they don't look back to it for this stoic obligation, but rather to find that intrinsic reason that, hey, I signed up for this. I said I could do it. I believe I can do it. And it's time now to step into this challenge and embrace it. And it's been amazing. This client is buzzing along, doing their thing, crushing it on the field, and then also now able to crush it in the academics. And let me tell you, confidence going through the roof, because it feels good to follow up on what you believe you can do and what you set out to do. So it's been really fun working with this client. I think that again is a story for people beyond academics, right? The changes we're trying to make, we often stop leveraging that feeling and try to switch into the cognitive. And then we're forcing, and it's failure avoidance, and it's stress, and it's just get it done, and we lose connection to it. And then we lose connection to our belief in ourselves and why we're doing it. And so that's my message today, is what is really driving us, especially when, let's say, the first fun and exciting 20 days or 30 days of the change start to become difficult. What's driving us at that point? As always, comments, feedback, anything at all, leave it below. I will do my best to get back to everyone. Thank you so much for watching. Talk soon.